welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. Turkey will be on the menu in many American homes this week, but the turkey industry is far from a seasonal wonder in Minnesota. Ashley Coles, executive director of the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association, joined the Linder Farm Network's Linda Brecke to highlight the industry's impact.
And joining us today, the executive director of the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association, Ashley Coles. And Ashley, I know it's a very busy week for you. Thanks for taking time to visit with us today.
I always love a chance to talk turkey, Linda.
And it was a very special day at the Minnesota State Capitol celebrating turkey. Tell us more.
Yeah, so this annual event that happens at the Minnesota State Capitol is a time where we celebrate, you know, thanks and giving, but also the impact that Minnesota's turkey industry has in rural communities, but on the state's economy as a whole. So Minnesota's turkey industry contributes about $1 billion to economic activity in our state's economy, which is not just good for the state as a whole, but also for rural communities. We also use this time to give back to, you know, the communities that support our turkey industries. And we partnered again with Second Harvest Heartland to distribute about $10,000 worth of turkey products to various food banks across the state of Minnesota earlier this month. But just understanding the need to, you know, support other folks within our communities as well.
And you have a very successful operation at the Minnesota State Fair every year.
Yeah, so the $10,000 is a part of the proceeds that we get from the Turkey to Go booth at Minnesota State Fair. So when folks go to enjoy a turkey sandwich, not only are they supporting our state's turkey farmers, but they're also part of the broader giving back to communities across the state.
Ashley, what makes Minnesota such a great place to raise turkeys and to be number one in turkey production in the nation?
Yeah, Minnesota has been the number one turkey producing state in the nation since about the 1940s. And what makes Minnesota a great place to raise turkeys is the environment that we have up here is great for raising livestock. It's also great for raising feed for livestock. And within our industry and within our organization, we have first-generation farmers all the way up to sixth-generation turkey farmers. And so, you know, we have a robust network of independent growers, but we also have a robust network of industry supporters, so the processing sector, but also when you look at the feed and equipment sector that supports the turkey industry, it's all centralized here in the state of Minnesota to support us remaining the number one turkey producing state in the nation.
So it also helps that feed industry, that helps corn growers too, to have that place for their product.
Yeah, so not just corn, but also soybeans. When you look at corn and soybean markets, you know, having a robust domestic market is great benefit for the corn and soybean growers in the state of Minnesota. And the turkey industry, these turkeys, these birds consume a lot of corn and even more soybeans. And so that's part of that larger economic impact that the industry has on the state.
So when you take the nation as a whole and you consider Minnesota being number one in turkey production, does that mean that we have a high percentage of Minnesota turkeys on tables throughout the nation?
Yeah, so when you think of the number of turkeys consumed by families across the country, Thanksgiving week is roughly 30 million turkeys. And here in Minnesota, we produce roughly 35 million turkeys annually. So, and it's year round. We don't produce turkeys just at Thanksgiving. But at Thanksgiving time, about one out of every five turkeys consumed across the country was hatched, raised, and harvested here in the state of Minnesota.
In general, when you look at the size of turkeys at the store and what people generally buy, how long does it take to raise a turkey to the process of, you know, what we get at the store?
Yeah, so when you see whole turkeys in the store, those are typically hen turkeys. They're going to be smaller turkeys. And from the time they are hatched to the time they reach the grocery store is roughly, you know, 16 to 18 weeks. If you get a larger turkey, that's going to be likely a tom turkey, and that's anywhere from 18 to 20 weeks. So those turkeys are typically further processed into lunch meat or hot dogs or things, or ground turkey, things that your family can enjoy outside of just a whole turkey or a bone-in turkey breast.
And are turkey growers that take pride in raising that product safe, affordable?
Yeah, Minnesota turkey growers, you know, pride themselves as not only being, you know, contributors and tillers of their community, but, you know, they strive every day to protect the flocks that they have in their barn to raise a very affordable protein for families to enjoy this time of year. But we really appreciate folks who enjoy turkey year round.
And you have some very, you have some outstanding people on your board. And I know they've been high in national positions as well. So you have to be pretty proud of how Minnesota is represented in the Federation.
Yeah, so Minnesota turkey growers are, you know, they're pillars of the community, but they also believe in giving back to the industry as a whole and serving in leadership capacities. So we, last year at this time, we were talking about Peach and Blossom, who were pardoned by President Biden. And if you watch the pardoning ceremony today for the new pardoned turkeys, Peach and Blossom were brought back up and actually repardoned today. And it was a fun reminder, folks, that Peach and Blossom were still alive and well, thriving at Farm America in Waseca. And so if you are looking for a fun trip over Thanksgiving break or you know, even over Christmas break, head on down to Farm America in Waseca and you can hang out with Peach and Blossom and enjoy the presidential pardoned turkeys from 2024 yet here in the state of Minnesota.
Minnesota Turkey Growers Association Executive Director Ashley Coles. Ashley, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Linda.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. And tune into your local LFN affiliate for the latest in farm news and market analysis.